This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Trump administration is urging Americans to cover their faces in public to reduce the spread of the coronavirus and is limiting exports of medical supplies. Also Friday, New York's governor vowed to seize unused ventilators from private hospitals and companies. The dramatic steps come and as amid several global shortages of equipment needed to fight the pandemic and concerns from health officials that those without symptoms can spread the virus. The new U.S. guidelines call for everyone to wear makeshift face coverings like T-shirts and bandanas. Authorities say supply shortages worldwide have caused healthcare workers to fall sick and forced doctors in Europe to make life or death decisions. Some states and cities that have been shipped masks, gloves, ventilators, and other essential equipment from the nation's medical stockpile to fight the coronavirus have gotten an unwelcome surprise. That's the material is unusable. Nearly 6,000 medical masks sent to Alabama had dry rot. More than 150 ventilators sent to Los Angeles were broken and had to be repaired. In Oregon, it was masked with faulty elastic that could cause the straps to snap. The CDC has acknowledged that some items in the U.S. stockpile have exceeded their manufacturer-designated shelf life, but still were being distributed because of the urgent demand. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio said Friday during a news conference that the city has mere days to prepare for the worst of the novel coronavirus outbreak. His city is the epicenter of the U.S. outbreak and has suffered more than a quarter of U.S. coronavirus-related deaths. New York City reported its biggest jumps yet in COVID-19 deaths on Friday. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.